At any time. There you go.
We'll call the May 6th Public Works Committee meeting to order. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the prior meeting?
So moved, Pelham.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Does that include the April 1st and the April 22nd
Correct.
meetings? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Carries. Go ahead, Eric.
Morning.
Morning.
First item, highway, requesting authorization to purchase four 2022 Ford F-250 pickups, the total amount of $65,336.45, and add to our 2024 major equipment list. This was funds that we requested to hold back from when we had our auction to be able to buy these trucks, so they are funded from auction funds.
And these are to replace existing ones?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they used?
Yeah, they're ones we're buying off the lease that we leased, and they're a good heavy duty truck, and the numbers came together nice. So, and speaking and working with Chris Brewer, we made that decision to keep them if we could.
Okay, go ahead, Gary.
Good.
So are they adding to the fleet or exchange for old ones?
Exchange. Because further down,
replace old ones.
Yes, okay. These are going to get knocked to replace what you'll see further down. We're going to replace Ford F-150s that are two-wheel drive.
Yeah,
these are four-wheel drivers replacing right. them, so we don't have the same issue with the two-wheel drive stuff.
So we're not adding to the fleet.
Just replacing these.
Replace. Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead,
Eric. These ones that are off the lease too, so they're already lettered for the county and everything like that. So
correct.
There's an added cost.
Yeah, correct.
Savings.
Timing too.
Yeah, it's at times, you know, we've done short cycle where we haven't purchased, they've sold it and we keep the value. But at times like this, it's advantageous for us to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 2 year old pickups, am I correct?
Yeah, they're full
two going on three,
yeah. Full work truck, and for just over 16 grand a piece. It's pretty good pricing.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good price.
And that was Chris helped us with that. So he brought it to our attention. So that was great.
Right.
And do I have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? It carries.
Okay, so to replace these ones that are going to get kicked down to the ones that we're replacing, we're requesting authorization to lease four 2024 Ford F-250 XL four-wheel drive regular cabs with 8-foot box.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it. These are brand new, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
These are to replace the leased. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Carries.
Next item, we're requesting to accept the appropriate accumulated rollover for the 2023-2024 CHIPS funding in the amount of $2,137,809.22 to road improvement on a side account. We had a million rolled over for trucks that we planned on. That's a million of it. The rest was stuff that the additional fund was just left over from projects coming in a little bit less than anticipated from last year. And we didn't have enough time towards the end of the year to bid or contract more work. So we're rolling it over to hopefully burn that up this year.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Next item, similar, requesting to accept an appropriate accumulated rollover for 2023-2024 paver potholes, the amount of $4,544.73, and Pave New York, $11,213.25 to road improvement unassigned accounts. This will also go towards future projects.
So moved.
Yeah. That motion is second. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next item, requesting to accept an appropriate accumulated rollover for 2023-2024 extreme winter recovery funds, the amount of $583,500.69 to road improvement unassigned account. This one, Todd, in communication with Steve Kathman, we were concerned about the Smith Hill Road Bridge and where numbers were going to fall. And we were worried there was some discussion that with escalation and where things were going, that we may not have enough money. So Todd had this set aside from last year to roll over. We seem to be good with that project now. So now we'd like to put it into unassigned so we can use it.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yes, go ahead, Scott.
Is there any requirement that these have to be used for extreme winter recovery?
These have guidelines just like chips.
Yeah.
Pave our potholes. So this is pretty similar to like a paved New York. So it's, you can use it on bridges. Actually the extreme winter is more like a chips. I'm sorry. So you can use it basically through equipment, buildings, structures, bridges, culverts, everything of that nature. So, the cost of building a bridge now has basically almost doubled for beams since Eric's been in office. So we had to do something to combat this. It's not his fault, by the way. But he walked into when he walked in, everything was shooting up through the roof. So extreme winter is what we've been using to fund our bridge program now, because the beams, if we went with just what we had in the old budgets back with Vincent office, we'd get like one done. And we would get delinquent on some of our bridges. So that's what this has kind of been geared towards. So with Catherman having, I guess, didn't know if we were going to have enough funds, but right now we're in the good. So he said, go ahead, release it. We should get through this project. Everything's been pretty much bought. So now they just got to assemble it. So that's what this is for.
Okay. But for the bridges, we're only on the hook for 5%, right?
Yeah. So if we go over like on a New York State bridge project, I talked to Don Sutphin, anything on and above, and it comes back to the cost to Steuben County. Right. We can actually, if we have the means to do it, we can attach it to a CHIPS or a extreme winter program and use that for funding through that. We can't double dip, but if it goes over and above that 5%, then yes, we can use that money towards it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Motion and a second. Any further questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carries.
Next item, requesting to accept and appropriate 2024-25 CHIP Extreme Winter Recovery, Pave New York, Pave Our Potholes to the Road Improvement Unassigned Account. This is in the amount of $9,550,881.62.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second. Where's the $9 million? I don't see that.
I don't see it either.
Yeah, the number wasn't on the agenda.
That was the number we added up in there. I'm not sure what the.
Yeah, that's a total. That's CHIPS.
Okay.
For it's each that we don't need right
now. That came up to nine. That's the grand total if you add them.
Sorry. All right, Fred.
Just continue. I'm
sorry. Eric, I think it's just basically it wasn't printed on the agenda as
well. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I just.
Oh.
It's not on the agenda.
So the number on the agenda is incorrect. Is that right?
No, there's no.
There's no number.
There is no number.
It's not on there.
So Eric was just giving us the number.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. So that one's been accepted, right? Transfer of $145,000 from specific road projects to road improvement on a site account.
Wait, they need to vote on the first.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes.
Oh,
previous. So
9 mil.
It's 9 million. We're on E, am I correct?
F. We're not. Okay. F. We're not.
F, sorry.
Okay, so on item F, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Carries.
Okay, next item, requesting transfer of $145,000 from specific road projects to road improvements unassigned. County Route 75, we had 100,000 left from, and County Route 2, we had 45. So that's where this money's coming from. We were able to get 75 done, a little bit less money. And County Route 2, we pushed a 2025 road project.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
A motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Hearings. So, Eric, with this extra money, are we going to be doing some additional projects?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
With this extra money that we're rolling over, so to speak, are we going to be doing some additional projects with that?
Yeah, we'll be speaking to you guys here in the near future about some other stuff, too, that's coming in. We're going to have to do some windmill stuff, it sounds like, possibly, and as well as whatever we can get. We get your guys' approval, obviously, today. Todd will work towards other stuff to assign it to try to stretch as far as we can and do more.
Good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, next, requesting to appropriate funds from the road improvement unassigned account to specific road projects. So County Route 9 for $600,000. County Route 70A, Big Creek, $550,000. County Route 80, Tracy Creek, $900,000. County Route 21, South Canisteo, Rathbone, $485,000. Rexville, County Route 117, Rexville, Troopsburg, $785,000. County Route 75, Brown Corners, Glodes Corners, $270,000. County Route 333, Campbell, Risingville, $540,000. County Route 12, Savona, Thurston, $780,000. Bean Station, $374,000, $374,600. County Route 333 Bridge, $410,000. Learn Road Bridge, $429,400. County Route 115 Bridge, $108,000. McMaster Bridge, $224,800. Stoll Bridge, $140,000.
Okay, do I have a motion for all those?
So moved.
I have a second.
Second.
Discussion?
Question?
Yes, Gary.
Are these part of the five-year plan, or are they above and beyond, or what's the story?
Five-year plan assessment for 2024.
Okay.
Yep. A couple things have changed, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other discussion or questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Carries.
Okay, next item. Just requesting to enter into a shared service agreement with New York State DOT. Vince signed the last one in July of 2020, so we're due again to sign it.
Okay, what does that agreement entail, Eric?
Specifically, I think it's just use of road, use of trading off. For example, when bridge got hit, they made a deal and traded off work for, you know, lines that Jack maybe can add.
Yeah, it gives them the flexibility that if you approve a shared services agreement with them, that they have the flexibility that if Hornell DOT calls and asks them to do something that is within budget, it makes sense from a trade-off standpoint, they can do it without, you know, holding it up and coming back.
Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of a deal we have with the towns then.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll move it.
Have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Carries.
We sent you folks a map of the five-year plan that we usually discuss this time of year once the money's released, just so you guys can get an idea. I don't know if anybody had a chance to really review it. Does anybody have any questions with it, with what we've sent, or stuff in addition or changes they'd like to see, or why we're doing something? It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of information.
Yeah, it is.
The roads. Todd's been pretty aggressive with stretching the dollar if we can with certain road surface treatments versus others. So it muddies us up pretty good. We talked about it at one point. I know it's a five-year plan, but to tone it down to a three-year plan and staying with it and reporting on 3 years just to, so it's a little more easy to grasp and stay truer to, because once we get out to the fourth and fifth year, stuff changes by then. And we're always tweaking it anyways, because if, you know, like Fred had asked, if we have some additional funds and we can get contractors on board, we'll stretch it and get stuff done into, or flap roads or do some low lying fruit, you know.
You never know when a road's going to go to pot on you.
No.
No.
You're not planning on.
Or you're going to get a severe weather event that totally changes your plans.
Yeah.
We did. I mean, the reason I encouraged Vince to do this 5-year plan, 10, 15 years ago was it at least shows that you have a long-term plan. You have a short-term plan in the year you're doing it. You have a long-term plan. So if people say, when is my road going to get fixed? You can show them, this is our long-term plan that, you know, and it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the out years definitely change. But in the first year or two,
at least
you try to hold true to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah, this comes in handy and helpful when I have a town in my district that says, well, the county doesn't do anything for us. I don't get the road work. I can have this and show them.
Yeah.
It's very helpful.
You got the email, right, Fred, that Todd sent you?
Yes, I did.
We do quite a bit for those folks. Try to.
Okay, we don't need to vote on that 5-year plan, do we?
No, just informational.
Okay. Go ahead down to the bids.
Okay. Cat's heavy duty undercarriage parts. We recommend awarding to the lowest bidder, Monroe Tractor, in the amount of $18,672.88. It's our D5 bulldozer. It's worn out, the undercarriage. It needs to be replaced. This will take care of the issue and put it back in service.
So move.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Go ahead.
Okay, next item. We recommend awarding to the engine replacement of the AL John ADV500 compactor for up the landfill. Engine replacement to Boschman Services for $69,506.90. Cummings Sales, if you've looked at the bid tabs, are less money. However, they are non-responsive and they failed to submit their Iranian divestment certification. So they're out.
Okay. A motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
It's not the first time that people have forgotten to fill out the Iranian.
Oh, no,
that's right.
Is it something that is difficult or they just don't see it?
They don't see it. And Andy and Chris, after we went through a little bit of a debacle, Hilda, with one of our building bids, I believe, they made it a point to have it bright red letters at the beginning. And, you know, most yeah. And everybody, I mean, everybody knows that's been bidding with us knows that's a piece, but it's hard to say what happened.
It's unfortunate because it costs us money.
It does. It does.
Yeah. It sounds like, I don't know, because I don't know that field, but can't be too many of these locals that deal with the Iranian companies.
There's not, but it is a state law requirement. This is one that we can't waive.
But we're not the only ones asking for that. I would assume.
No, everybody.
No, everybody does.
Everybody does. Yeah.
I'd hate to know totally what we've lost in the state for people missing that.
Yeah.
Last item. Do we vote on that?
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we
no,
did no, on the
on B.
Yeah.
Okay.
So C, we recommend extending the contract for leachate treat plant chemicals. It's an extension and there is no change in the cost.
So moved.
There a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Carries. Do we have other business?
Nope.
That one is
so moved.
To adjourn.
There you go.
All in favor?
All right.
One second.